The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Victims of domestic abuse can find themselves in a horrible situation. And Garda Síochána is taking this opportunity to reassure victims that domestic abuse incidents, including coercive control, will continue to receive the highest priority response from the Garda Síochána. Now, how are the Garda going to address this? Well, I'm joined by Detective Chief Superintendent Declan Daly of the Garda National Protective Services Bureau. Good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me on your show.
Now, first of all, I presume it's a bit early in this quasi-lockdown we have to look for a surge in domestic abuse, or is it?
Well, yeah, it is. I suppose making a link between an increase in domestic violence and the COVID-19 outbreak is difficult. Obviously, we have concerns around that because of the isolation, etc. But, you know, certainly since 2019, the introduction of new legislation, you know, more proactivity from Garda Síochána, more proactivity and better engagement from NGOs have all led to increased reporting throughout the year. So we see that trend, you know, increasing, which is a good thing because we want people to report domestic violence and sexual crime. That's a positive thing.
So year on year, you have figures that would suggest reporting has gone up. It doesn't mean there's more of it. It just means more people are finding ways to alert the Gardaí and others to their situation.
Yeah, correct. I mean, historically, sexual crime and domestic violence has been very much behind closed doors. That's slowly changing, and people are less likely to accept it, more likely to report, and that's a really positive thing. Now, there's still a lot of work to do on that, but that's a really positive thing for Garda Síochána and that area.
Now, the issue, obviously, in a lockdown situation is that the abuser, instead of perhaps he or she, but it's mostly he's going out to work, they may be at home. Secondly, there may be a reliance on alcohol just to pass the days, and the effects then of the alcohol, if that's what provokes abuse, that's likely to result in more incidents of domestic abuse. And the third unfortunate aspect is that the person, because they are in close proximity 24/7 with their abuser, may not be in a position to make that call.
Yeah, everything you've said there, the three points are totally true. Obviously, alcohol is a trigger. The isolation aspect of our current position, our current crisis, you know, does put victims very, very close in a family setting with their abuser. Now, for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of families across the country, that is happening across, and there's anxiety and there's stress over the COVID-19 virus. But for the victim of domestic violence, that is then doubled. That stress and trauma is doubled and is very concerning. And that's why we're looking to put this, you know, proactive implementation of Operation FISA in place.
Now, explain what you're going to do, because this is not sitting around waiting for a call. It's the opposite.
No. Correct. Yeah, we have concerns. You know, we're in the communities. We're happy to be there, and we're making sure that we're proactive in contacting victims. So we're going to use our victim services offices to actually contact victims, to proactively contact victims, and to check on their welfare, to see are they okay, do they need additional protection, is there anything that we can do, and we will look at that on a three-tier basis. So if they're okay and they don't need any further assistance, well then that's fine. We will log that call. If they require an immediate response, well, then we will respond immediately and appropriately. And if they require a non-urgent response, well, then over the preceding days, we will contact them. That is going to hopefully to if there are people who are in difficult situations, and as you say, they're not able to make a call, well, hopefully that this will preempt that and we'll be able to get help to those people straight away.
So you would have case officers who would be monitoring people on an ongoing basis. I mean, if you've had calls to turn up at houses consistently, those case officers would have their list of people who had made a complaint of domestic abuse. And the idea would be that from time to time they would cold call that person. And if everything was hunky-dory, you kind of use a traffic light system. Green is okay, no further action.
Correct.
Yeah, and then amber?
Amber is if it's a non-urgent response required, and then obviously the red is if they say, look, we're in a really difficult situation today, I need help, we will have a patrol car out to that house very, very quickly.
Now, people, I think, are imagining that the Gardaí have their hands full policing the lockdown and all the rest of it, but really your message is normal policing and for this particularly insidious sort of crime, it definitely will continue.
Absolutely. I mean, domestic violence and sexual crime is a really high priority for an Garda Síochána. That the COVID-19 virus hasn't diluted that one bit, nor has it diluted our response to domestic violence. So, you know, we have the more services, more frontline services available than we've ever had in the history of the organisation. So those services are there. We're committed to your protection, and we really want to for you to be safe. So if you're, you know, my message to your listeners is, if you know of somebody who is the victim of domestic violence, or you are the victim of domestic violence or abuse, then please contact an Garda Síochána, and we will be there to listen, to support, and to protect you.
One further point, and that is the business of getting barring orders and so on. Do we know, are the family courts or the district courts still operating on that basis?
Yeah, so, I mean, if there is no lack of service or diminishment of services there either, so if, you know, victims need to get an interim barring order or an emergency barring order, those court facilities are available there, and we will support them in relation to that.
All right. Well, that is very positive news. That voice you've just been hearing is Detective Chief Superintendent Declan Daly of the Garda National Protective Services Bureau. Declan, thank you very much for joining us.